The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Leinster GAA Secretary and CEO is with us this morning to talk to us about Special Congress next week. Michael, good morning to you. How are you?
Very good. Any Ballinamore man have been great for him, Jared, this morning.
Well, there you go. That's a great place to start. So see what happens when you put teams of equal standing up against each other. We'll watch it. No matter what level the game is at, we're all going to be consumed by it because two teams going at it with something meaningful on the lines. What's not to love about it?
Absolutely. Well, more importantly, it's club, which we're all about. And it was when it's club football, that's far superior to anything else, from attitude and commitment and parish and all the rest of it. So we are flying it anyway in Ballinamore this morning.
And if those young fellas and some of the outlets want to go on and represent their county, wouldn't it be great for them to have the opportunity to play deep into the summer?
Well, see, club football plays deep into the summer, so the split season now would question what you're after saying.
I mean for their counties. That's what my point was, if they want to go on and dream of playing for their counties deep into the summer.
But so they can't play deep into the summer now that we're on the split season.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, the same length of time as everybody else. And I personally, I think May is summertime. You'll have to forgive me my seasonal. I'm a May baby and I always thought this is the start of summer. So May and June football for those Leitrim lads shouldn't be a dream, should it?
No, it's not a dream. And the present system is not a dream either. But I take your point. I know what you're saying. You're saying the bottom line is that if proposal B is what you're referring to, I take it.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's finished the 2nd of June, except for the teams that go on. There'll be 8 or 10 teams finished on the 2nd of June. But there's nothing wrong with adjusting the whole system. So proposal B, yes, the 2nd of June is when counties would, a number of counties would finish. Then I think it is by the 18th or the 19th of June, that weekend, in between the Tailteann Cup and the Sam Maguire, there'll be only 8 counties left, 8 or 10 counties left anyway. So we're talking up to the middle of June. So I picked up someplace over some media over the weekend talking about All Ireland's in August. But that's not going to happen with the split season. So I understand what you're saying about football up to the end of May, yes. But there's nothing wrong with having a round robin or whatever within the provinces, which, Gary, you might remember, Leinster tried a few years ago, and there was an appetite to allow the provinces to do their own thing. Unfortunately, we didn't get, at the time, 2/3. We got, if you remember, 61.3%, I think I heard being said on your own station or some station the last fortnight. So, like, there's ways and means. Yes, change is coming. There's no doubt about it. It's how that change comes is the question.
I suppose from my, just to tease out that point a bit, and without the Leitrim aspect to it, but if you talk to inter-county managers of the teams who go out in the current system early in the year, they're left on the sidelines watching as the best counties get to keep their players together for longer and therefore build more team spirit, camaraderie, a deeper understanding of the tactics, the strength and conditioning continues. And that's where the big quantum leaps come from. Under Proposal B, what you would get is at least everybody would get the vast majority of the season together the same, and they would be able to build programs into the future. What is generally the issue that the Leinster Council would have with Proposal B?
Proposal B reduces the importance of the provincial championships. There's no two ways about it. If there was a connection between the championships, the provincial champions as is, and with the All Ireland or Sam Maguire series, then might look at it somewhat differently. But to be starting your championship, which has other issues anyway, even if there was a connection, starting your championship in the last Sunday of January, the number of games, and I'm not terribly sure if all managers would come back in a couple of months and say their panel depth. Like, it would be a very interesting exercise to do over the last year or two on the list given to the referee. How many actual players off a panel get game time? So there's a two-way process there. The other point I would make, if the championship starts at the end of January, I'd love to see managers facing up to the fact, particularly the smaller counties, for want of a better description, the Leitrims, the Carlows, the Wicklows, if some of their very good players are tied up in another championship at that time, I just wonder how that's the reaction there would be. i.e. Sigerson.
You're talking about for the provincial competitions under Proposal B, so the first round of that would be the end of January. I haven't seen where Sigerson would fit in. I don't know what date it would be in under the new calendar in the split season. I don't think it's been finalised yet, has it?
Well, it'll be semi-finals and final will be February.
Definitely. Is that guaranteed? Is that, and is that forever or is that in year one?
Well, I would never say for never because, in fairness, you know, and while the GAA is the hues of times, and we are slow at times, there's been a lot of changes in the last few years in different aspects. Therefore, none of us could say for definite.
Can we go back to the break between the Leinster Championship and the All-Ireland Series? How well do you think the Leinster Football Championship is working at the moment, Michael?
Well, obviously no more than the hurling a few years ago when Kilkenny dominated, and there was times where people said, oh God, if Kilkenny had two teams, the two of them probably get to the final. We're in the same position with Dublin. And take Dublin out of the equation. Quite a number of our games, a lot of the games are, like yesterday, exciting.
We can't take Dublin out of the equation. I mean, loads of us think we should split Dublin, but that's not going to happen. So we can't really take Dublin out of the equation. That's the reality.
Yeah, but who said they were taking Dublin out of the equation? I didn't.
You said take Dublin out of the equation and the rest of the championship is full of exciting games.
Yeah, but you didn't let me finish my point. So either I finish my point...
Fair enough. I won't interrupt you. Go on ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to be misrepresented now on this. I just made the point, with the exception... and put it another way then. With the exception of the Dublin games, some of them, this year was close enough in a number of them. Yes, with some exciting games. Yes, anyone would say... Dublin raised the bar, and we have issues with the championship, which we went to set about a number of years ago to address, and we got 61.3% in Congress, right? Now, no matter what system you bring in, there should be a club, like as Ballygunner, 8 in a row in Waterford, Portlaoise here in Leash, so many in a row. As you know yourself in Kildare, I think a tie winning was the first time in years the trophy left Newbridge. So where do you draw the line? Of, oh God, such and such a crowd are winning so much, we better do something. Of course you can do something, and do something, but it doesn't guarantee in sport that everything will be perfect, no matter what system you bring in. So a few years ago, we wanted the right to be to the provinces, all four provinces, have the right to run the championship as they saw fit, if you want to use that expression. We in Leinster were looking at, and it will be very much on the cards again, if nothing happened, if we're with the status quo, come next Monday morning, it's very much on the cards that Leinster, given permission, will look seriously, very seriously, at a round-robin system for up to 7 of our counties.
Okay, so could you explain how that would work, just so that we get that out on the table so everybody can have a look at it?
What we looked at before was, and it would be something similar, you have two options going. The four counties that got to the provincial, say if this came in 2022, okay, the four counties that got to the provincial semi-final in 2021, Meath, Dublin, Kildare and Westmeath will get a bye to the quarterfinals. The other seven will go into a group of four and a group of three, get their games, and the top two in each group then would move on to the quarterfinals, and you take it from there. An alternative version of that, now that would work if we continued the system that we have of a seeded draw. An alternative to that would be, well, it would be a little bit later to do in a given year, that you'd wait for the league of the championship year. So you'd wait for the league of 2022, and the top four Leinster counties there would get the bye, and then the round robin system. So you would get the perceived weaker counties, okay, would get at least two games. If you're in a group of four, you have three games. In the other group, you have two before you go in and play. And no more than any of us in the quarterfinals. There's no point in me trying to dress it up. The reality is that all want to be Dublin, and maybe Dublin is coming back to the pack, or the pack is catching up with them. So that's a couple of options that Leinster would look at very much, and obviously it's not my business to comment on what other provinces might or might not do.
Why not do that in January, February?
And why not? What's your point?
That's a good format. Why can't that work as the provincial championship being the curtain raiser to the entire year?
No, it won't. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely. Why not? Why? Well, who'd play at that turning year into a championship and be preparing for another championship literally later on? First of all, the very fact that we're all this morning discussing the word championship Sigurdsson of reference. What about under 20 football? That at least one manager packed it in last year over Hassel, right? That's 2 points. Now, the third point I would make is the four provincial finals are scheduled to play around the 2nd of April with nothing at stake. And yet...
A trophy at stake. Medals and trophies. That's what...
Live in the real world, lads. Live in the real world.
Michael, right? players want trophies and medals.
Michael, that's the...
We're not in any way being facetious here. I honestly believe you are. I am not being facetious. I firmly believe that people enter competitions, players enter competitions to try and win trophies and medals. They get hats and they celebrate and they go, and that's the reality of all the sports that we've ever seen.
So you are equating the O'Byrne Cup then with the Leinster Championship?
I mean, no one's saying it's going to be the O'Byrne Cup. It's the same trophy. It's still going to be the same trophy that Kildare won in 2000. I remember a massive crowd celebrating an O'Byrne Cup. It won't actually be the same trophy.
Sorry, it's trophy competition. When Kildare last won the Leinster Championship, they went on to an All-Ireland. So it's not the same.
It's the same trophy. You win the same trophy, you get a medal. And actually, I do remember an O'Byrne Cup triumph that Kildare celebrated wildly because we thought that it was a precursor to something better.
Yeah, well, you do all those, don't you? Oh, no, I think that's a good cloud now.
Michael, can I just...
We're dreamers.
Yeah, I have connections in the tie, so don't say too much.
Mike, just your point on earlier in the year, like the point about the Sigurdsson's and maybe the under-20/under-21s, yeah. Has the National League not been competing with that for years? Oh. The National League has thrived in recent years. It's become the best competition in Gaelic games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thriving. And go back into your counties, lads, and look at Leeds. There are very few rows over playing Leeds without the full squad. You mentioned the World Championship, and let that be under 13 or adult. And by God, the blood pressure goes up fairly fast. Fairly fast. So now, turn that another way. So Leeds, Carlow, Leeds, from any of us are going out, even Kildare and Meath are going out to play in the Leinster Championship in the first or the last weekend in January and the first weekend in February. Hang on here, lads. There's Sigurdsson. Some of these lads want to play Sigurdsson. Who's going? And you know what I mean? That's where in league we don't bat an eyelid. But by God, believe me, lads, you mentioned the World Championship, whether you're juvenile or higher up, you are on a different planet altogether.
But your main opposition to this is because there are some college people who are going to have to make a decision between playing Sigurdsson and between their county.
And no link to the All-Ireland.
That's the main thing, is it?
Everything. It's all part of a package. I mean, you can't ignore either. We cop on, and either Sigurdsson is important.
Well, I think you could make a rule, couldn't you? And maybe you could bring Sigurdsson, like, so year one, year two. By the end of year two, you're like, actually, Sigurdsson needs to start last 2 weeks of December and finish at the end of January. And you know, I think there's big brains who could work out the scheduling of it. And then you make a rule, if Sigurdsson goes on for whatever reason, that players who start the Sigurdsson competition can't be selected for their counties in their provincial championship until after they're finished at Sigurdsson. And, there's a certain number of games and we manage load because we're concerned about burnout. I think we've done a lot of work with bringing the under-17 championship so that there's less call on those players who are 18, 19 now.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck bringing in that rule, considering that managers and others don't even obey COVID regulations that we found out last January and the close season. I wish you the best of luck on that one.
Well,
and I back you if you... Now, another point about December, don't forget a lot of third level, and this is part of the problem. A problem in inverted commas is not third level do exams in December. And that's an issue for them. But look at everything, throw everything out on the table. Let there be consensus. But there's no point having consensus, lads, when people are walking out of a room straight away. Jesus, how can we get around that rule?
There's never not going to be a clash between the Sigurdsson Cup and a meaningful competition because of what you said. You can't play it in December because of exams. It's always going to start after Christmas. But can I just ask you one question, Michael? When you look at Proposal B, let's look at this in a glass half full way. What are the positives about it? What's striking you as something that possibly part of you could get behind?
But as part of a bigger package, the round robin, at least, as I said to, I think, Tommy and myself early in the week when we were chatting about this, said, at least it has a discussion going. It's reactivated the Leinster idea under when John Horne was chairman at the time. We got 61.3% to look at a round robin format. That was the way we were thinking. We were asking, like in the minor, we got another motion through 1 year about allow the provinces the freedom to draw up their championship as they see fit. Okay? So at least it has reactivated that. And I would be very, very surprised, and I know I've heard that some people are of the view if nothing happens Saturday, it could be years. I don't think so. If nothing happens Saturday, we're back to CCC, as has already been said, will be going to Central Council, say, scrap the Super 8s, I'll go back to the qualifier for 2022. But I will be absolutely amazed, lads, if we are on the status quo from Saturday, if Leinster don't move straight away with the other, ask the other provinces to come together and get the rule that doesn't allow us to round robin, give us at least the opportunity to do that and have a good examination of that. I think I take the positive from it. At least it has got a debate going.
Well, so... It seems that there's consensus among players. There's a load of managers have come out and said that they're in favour of this. It's the provincial councils now who I think have uniformly all come and said that actually they're against Proposal B. Isn't it bizarre how the players who are playing in this competition and the provincial bodies are at loggerheads over this?
Bizarre, Sean. That's the bit. Like managers,
but you guys all agree with each other. That's the bit where there's consensus amongst the provinces and there's consensus amongst the players.
Yeah, how many players?
80%.
Of what number?
Of the intercounty players.
How many is that?
There's 2,000 members of the GPA. So well, is it half of that for hurling? Or maybe it's not half. Maybe it's 3-1, 4-1, 3. I don't know what the numbers are. But the majority. Do you dispute that the majority of players are in favour of this?
Of a minority of players are unfit. A majority of a minority. They're all club players. Some go on to play.
Well, we're not talking about the club game here. The club season has been looked after. We've split the seasons. So we're talking exclusively about the intercounty game here. So the majority of the intercounty footballers are talking about their careers and they're at loggerheads with the provincial councils. The provincial councils are at one on this.
Yeah, I didn't say I was talking about club season. I was talking about all players are club players. And some of them are lucky enough to play for their county.
Grant, I would be fascinated. That cohort are in favour of Proposal B.
I would be fascinated in the views of players on panels who get no game time. But
who?
I'd be fascinated with that view.
Who are you talking about? Intercounty players?
Well, would you go and check team lists and see how many of a panel of 35 to 40 actually get gaining meaningful time with their county? Be an interesting exercise, lads.
Okay, but I don't know what that's got to do with Plan B, to be honest.
Plan B brings more games, more opportunities for them to play.
Would there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're playing your provincials in a round-robin format, so that's a league format, and then you've got the league as your championship in the summer, so it absolutely does add more games to your own calendar for every county.
Yeah, it adds more calendars. The different things of adding games to a calendar and giving fellas more games. That's
okay, I'm not sure that the maybe those players are a voice that is unrepresented in this, but it doesn't. I'm not quite sure how the current system, if the current system persists, they're actually going to get more game time either into the future. That doesn't seem to be a problem that's going to be solved by either the status quo or round robin in the provincials or a change to Plan B. So it seems like a bit of a red herring for this conversation. My point
no,
was.
No, I think it is. It may or may not be. Well, the point I'm making is.
Well, how are you going to fix it?
There's no such thing as fixing what a manager will do. Managers will go out to win, and you alluded to it earlier. You were talking about trophies and medals. Everybody goes out to win. The only time now, if Proposal B is passed, that county managers, be fair to them, particularly people coming in for their first year, can try out players in inverted commas, give fellas a run, pick up new players, will be in what we all call the provincial championships starting at the end of January. We had the O'Byrne Cup, the FBD, the McGrath and the McKenna Cup. That was a ground for them to try out players. And to be fair to them, if now that they are not there, like it's all very fine for me on one side of the table to be making the point, but you have to look at their side now and again at least and say, right, how are they going to try out new players other than in the provincial championships? And straight away, that reduces the competitive nature of the championship potentially. But the fundamental flaw in Proposal B is that there is no link between the provincial championship and the Sam Maguire. That's number one. And number two, effectively, lads, it'll be the pre-season. Because by definition, it is the pre-season. There's no other competition for them to try out players. And if the provinces were given work on what we tried a few years ago, I have no doubt, and in fairness to everybody, GPA, Tom Parsons, the managers, county committees, who have to run the show, and while we all talk about the commitment players and managers and backroom teams give, remember, lads, in the vast, vast majority of counties, it's run by volunteers who have a life as well on the whole scene. So the whole package, and I have no doubt, that this debate, if one way or the other, will continue after Saturday. Because it has to. If we remain with the status quo, I absolutely agree with you, lads. The status quo has to change to some extent.
But you're baking in the power base of the provinces by giving them the power to run the series, even though it actually ends up not giving us the best teams playing against each other, except in All Ireland quarterfinals, which have been blowouts in recent years, and it's adding an extra two games maybe to the Leitrims of this world or the Longfords of this world before then eventually they get offered up for a sacrifice to one of the bigger teams, which is essentially a warm up game for them before they get into the period. It doesn't really seem like we're using the available resources in the best way. It's like, I don't really understand it, Michael.
Well, I don't understand the point of view that you're coming with, because if you have a round robin as suggested and proposed, it'll be the hammering's going to happen unless the stronger counties put out second teams straight away. Then,
so that's at the start of the year, and the seven games that every team will play. So every team will have the same amount of games in the best weather of the year that the intercounty season will be played in, and over those seven games, Carlow and Leitrim and Longford and Offaly and whoever else are in that Division 3 and Division 4 at the moment will have the opportunity to grow partnerships, to continue the strength and conditioning, to get coaching, to get videotape, to get analysis done, to become better footballers, and I would argue, to fill out your provincial grounds in a weekly basis, bringing a carnival to towns that are not getting games at the moment that are in any way meaningful. I don't understand why that part of the whole discussion hasn't really happened, and I don't know.
And I don't understand how you can talk about carnival atmosphere in February and March, irrespective of what type of competition.
But I'm talking April and May.
But you're talking about the provincial championships.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about the seven games. I specifically said the seven games.
My brief is talking about provincial championships.
Okay, but in Proposal B, right, I understand. So the provincial championships are hugely important to you guys. One last aspect of this, and I know we've gone over time here. Yes. The provincial councils have all become very associated with the provincial competitions. But actually, the work that you guys do is way more than that. With Michael Dignan on singing the praises of the Leinster Council and the incredible work that you do in funding games promotion officers, games development officers. And sometimes I'm a bit fuzzy myself on the difference between those. But like, for me, that's actually where the most important work that you guys do is. It's not just the competition and the handing over of the trophy and all that kind of stuff, which I think will actually... The importance of those competitions will, conversely, and I know you think it's ludicrous, but suddenly the Leinster Championship might be competitive if it was played in February and March. You might have a chance of bringing Dublin down to Carlow in a game where, you know, 99 times out of 100, they're going to win by 10 to 15 points. But that 100th time, the magic of the FA Cup might happen. And I actually think the provincial councils have missed a trick here by not telling us all that actually... If Croke Park was to support the provincial councils as a form of local government and devolve power to them, then maybe we might have a solution to this.
I don't know. You're talking about the FA Cup, the magic. What about Carlow versus Kildare? What about Longford versus Meath? What about Westmeath versus Dublin, all in the last number of years? Like, it does happen. What about Leitrim? Dare I mention it, going back, okay, it's 25 years now.
Yeah, but they got hammered on national television this year. Like, the only time we see Leitrim anymore is when Mayo are enough of a draw against them and Mayo will beat them 30 points. Like, you can't imagine those lads playing yesterday want to play on TV in a game that's competitive and then next summer Andy Moore has to try and convince them if they get drawn against Mayo in the first round of the championship. Don't worry, we'll be able to put in a performance. It'll be grand. But actually, the whole season is kind of a, what's the point, lads?
Yeah, don't worry. Andy Moran will have them flying it. I wouldn't worry about Andy Moran.
But he'd have a much better chance of flying it in against Division 4 opposition or Division 3 opposition.
Yeah, of course they have. So that's what the Tailteann Cup is for, which we done, 20 minutes and we didn't even get around to mention it, which is probably very important. And we talk about marketing and thing and so on, promoting. I'd be very interested to see how much promotion with the GAA and the media will do on the Tailteann Cup. That's where the positivity is. And referring to the Leitrim Mayo game, yeah, it was on television. But I'm old enough now to remember we got them hammerings 30 years ago and no one gave a damn about it. Now
we should give a damn about it, is my point. We should give a damn about it. We should have protected that team 30 years ago from getting those hammerings. That was wrong.
It may or may not have been wrong.
But it is wrong, isn't it?
Well, then if it's wrong, then I'd love to see you, because I doubt if a person has yet been born to draw up a sports competition that doesn't have some hammerings in it. I mean, let's face it, it happens.
But the Ulster Football Championship is supposed to be amazing. Down got absolutely annihilated this year by Donegal. Like, you know, everybody's trying to protect the Ulster Football Championship. Antrim ritually get hammered for Mana because they have embraced the Black Death of the blanket defence, rarely get hammered. But those hammerings happen in the Ulster Football Championship, and that's supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, should that happen at every sport? I don't know what the big hang-up is about hammerings in one sport. It happens across the board.
It's baked into the Leinster Championship is the thing. Like, Dublin are always going to hammer Longford. Dublin are always going to hammer. Yeah, they are. We look a million people versus 30,000.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, then you're talking about totally different. We're not even talking about proposal B. We're now into population, into how you handle that, which is a totally different debate. And we didn't plan for that.
I think it's the same debate. I think that by giving Longford the opportunity to thrive in Division 4, they will have the opportunity to put down a steady basis and learn over those seven games. It's funny that the footballers of Longford think this is the right solution for them, but that the Leinster Council doesn't think it's the right thing for them.
Yeah, that's
what they said. They've come on the show and said that they think that.
All of them.
Mickey Quinn did say on behalf of his entire dressing room that he has spoken to teammates and they are all in favour of this, in fairness, Michael.
Yeah. And in 2 years' time, them players won't be there. So will we have the next group coming in?
They're more likely to be there with Proposal B than they are in the
Dennis
status quo.
Dennis Connerton, 10 years ago, said he couldn't get players to commit to Longford because of what was happening in the Leinster Championship.
Well,
that's 10 years of this. Do you not agree with that?
No, I don't.
You think players are not going to refuse to play for the weaker counties because they're tired getting humiliated?
Refuse? That's an extraordinary word to use.
No, it's not. You talked to Dennis Connerton. He said he phoned 60 people to try and fill his panel.
Yes, some of whom had said they were retired, so I doubt if you can count them in.
So you don't accept that it's a problem that players in the weaker counties will stop playing?
Hold on a minute. Show me the contracts. It's a free. Anybody can do what they want.
Do we not want them to play, Michael?
Yes, but I would not criticise any player who says, I'm not doing it, I'm just saying a club. If I was sitting on the bench for 6 months and all I was doing was cannon fodder for a training session, I'd have the same attitude.
What if you're cannon fodder for Dublin or Mayo?
Yeah, once
or Kerry?
Yeah. Well,
what's the point in that?
What's the point then in any sport, so if you think you're going to go out and cannon fodder?
You want to be able to win Division 4 or Division 3.
Correct.
You want to play in front of a full crowd in summertime. You want to play for as long a season as all of the other better teams. That's our argument for Plan B.
Yeah, for most of the teams, as I told you, the league is finished on the 2nd of June if it happens. Then it's straight knockout. So like every day you go out, now we're back talking a bit of sense now, because some of what we went on there wasn't exactly facing up to the fact that in sport, yes, you will have hammerings, whether you like it or not, in any sport. Now, as you said yourself there, you can blanket the fence and reduce that. But the point of the bidding is, yes, in Division 3 and Division 4, yes, if you have potential round robin in the provinces that's linked to the All-Ireland, yes. So basically, fundamentally, we're agreeing on most things. It's just we're not agreeing on the fact that Proposal B as a provincial championship, a standalone competition in February, the end of January, February, March, and the first week of April.
Okay.
That's basically what we're
Yeah, and look, I, I, th- it's just, um, I, I suppose. And
just to make one point for your
team. Go for it.
Just one point. The four provincial finals are down from, maybe I've said this already, the 2nd of April. Right? All them eight teams have gone out into the championship the following Sunday. Now, being realistic about it, if any of the three of us were managing a team, I don't think that the thought would not cross our mind, Jesus lads, what's the point in putting out the best team here for this final that's going no place, where could be heading to Killarney, or you could have Tyrone coming to Meath or Kildare, or you could have in Division 4, Division 3 equally, if you lose your first match or two, you're in bother. I mean, that is a serious risk.
Well, I'd love to see, if this came in for 3 years, I'd love to get in and deal with all those issues and to incentivise the teams to win those games somehow. I think that we could actually work out all of the problems in the real-time environment. My problem is, you have faith that your guys are going to be able to come up with a solution immediately afterwards. I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right, because I think the game is broken at the moment in terms of being able to track the best players in most counties outside the top five to play.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, other than I don't think any of us should be come across as being saying, oh, we come up with a solution. You work all the time. Sometimes you're hitting us on an idea that, yes, it is a solution. The three-year thing you mentioned, well, that's not in the motion anyway, one way or the other. But sometimes you do try things out for a year or two, yes. But sometimes it's trial and error. We come in a thing. If we were having this chat 2 years ago, what has happened because of COVID, the split season, penalty shootouts, extra time, like none of us would think that was possible. It has happened. So who's to say going forward? You'd hope that there would be other ideas.
You've been great with your time, Michael. Just what's your instinct on whether or not this is going to get through? How close a vote is it or otherwise? Because it feels to me like it won't get through, but what do you think?
It'll be close enough. I don't want to look at when you have ballots or secret ballots or whatever, I think it'd be very tight. But the one thing, and I'd be very, very disappointed if we were talking again, and you say, by the way, you did make a comment on our show that it has triggered debate. Something will be done in the next 12 months. And I don't mean something pushing it off if it doesn't get through. I mean that realistically, I'd be very disappointed if I'm talking to you in 12 months' time and that the provinces didn't do something to change the formats, at least in some of us.
Okay. Michael, good stuff. Thanks a million. Great support. Thanks for coming on. Cheers. Michael Reynolds there, the Leinster GAA Secretary and CEO. We went over a bit on that, but obviously we've been covering Special Congress all month here across OTB. You can listen to it on our podcast channel if you subscribe to Gaelic Football, and you can also find our future Gaelic Football playlist on YouTube. That's the best place to get that. A reminder, tomorrow morning, we're live as always from 7:30.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.